Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
During lockdown, some of us will have struggled to maintain our friendships. We may not have realised we don't actually have that many friends to start with. But just how important are friendships to our health? Joining me on News Talk is Robin Dunbar. He's a professor of evolutionary psychology at the University of Oxford and the author of Friends, Understanding the Power of Our Most Important Relationships. Good afternoon, Robin. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. Would it be true to say that friendship is something that we basically underestimate the power of?
I think we take them for granted, really. That's part of the problem. And you might say, in retrospect, when friendships break up, that was probably the reason, taking them for granted. Yeah, they're very important to us. They keep us healthy and sane, basically, and pick us up when we crash. And so, you know, they're the most important thing in the world.
So for this, you're trying to, you know, put figures and get more of an understanding of that. How did you approach it?
Well, originally, actually, it was because I was studying the kind of social life of monkeys in Africa, mainly. And I became interested in just what an extraordinary social world they have. And, you know, what you see is something very like friendships in humans. And it eventually sort of prompted me to start looking at the nature of friendships in humans. We were interested in what limited the number of friends you can have. And originally we discovered that this number is 150. That includes your family, extended family and friends. That's the sort of magic number that's now known as Dunbar's number. So there's the number of relationships you can keep going at any one time. But then we kind of came across the fact that within that 150, there's a little circle of five kind of really best friends. We tend to call them the shoulders to cry on friends, because they're the ones that really make a huge difference to your psychological health and well-being, your physical health and well-being. They even affect how long you're going to live. In fact, it's just extraordinary the effect they have on your whole life.
When you say five, I'm fascinated by the numbers. For like 150 would be the maximum number of friends. That seems like an awful lot.
Well, most of those you don't see very often. So, you know, in fact, if you look at, I mean, it doesn't matter how you do it. We've done it looking at people's phone calling patterns. We've looked at Facebook posting patterns. We've looked at how often people meet up with friends and family. However you look at it, 40% of your total social effort is devoted to those five friends. So they cost you a shed load of time and effort. And then the kind of next 10 people out get about 20% of your total effort. So 60% of your total time and effort is given to, and emotional kind of capital, if you like, is given to just 15 people. And the other, 135 people get decreasing quantities. So kind of in the outer limits, we calculated that each person only gets about 7 seconds a day from you. So you have to wait quite a long time to accumulate enough time to spend the evening with them. So they kind of, it's not that they come for free because they tend to be old friends. It tends to be where you, in the outer reaches, where you kind of park extended family members like distant cousins and people like that, because the advantage of them being family members is the family holds them in place for you. You know, Auntie Jo is always checking up and letting everybody know how, you know, cousin Pamela's baby's getting on, all these kinds of things. So the family kind of come for free, but they're still important for you in these terms. Friends you have to work at. As friends, it's you and them on your own, as it were.
Okay, so those five close friends, they're additional to your family, they say.
They will consist typically. So, you know, we kind of don't distinguish in these numbers between family and friends. They're all locked in together. But what you tend to find is that we treat family different. Family get priority usually. So people who come from big extended families, as may well be the case in for a lot of people in Ireland, actually have fewer friends because they kind of, you know, fill all their slots up with family first.
Right.
If they've got any empty slots left over, then they go and fill those with friends. And that's because family are the last group of people who, whatever happens to you, they'll come to help you. You know, they're the cavalry coming over the hill when all else fails.
Right. I'm thinking I could send out color-coded Christmas cards with this, you know, let some of the outliers know they're in the 7 second bracket. Just so you know, if you haven't heard much from me this year, you did get 7 seconds, so
You may find off. You lose a few of those very quickly.
Well, some of the outliers probably need to go. So on the five friends, why are they so important? What is it exactly, you know, that they bring to the table that supports us so much?
Well, I mean, this is something we've kind of only relatively recently discovered over the last 10, maybe 15 years. But there's been a kind of absolute torrent of medical studies over the last decade or so showing that the best predictor of your psychological health and well-being, your physical health and well-being, how quickly you recover from things like surgery or major diseases depends on the number and quality of close friendships you have, that core five group. And it's, you know, the effect from that those five friends have is much bigger than anything else your friendly neighborhood GP worries about on your behalf. You know, how overweight are you? How good is your diet? How much exercise do you take? How much alcohol do you drink? What's the air quality like where you live? All these things kind of pale into insignificance compared to simply the number of close friends you have and the quality of those relationships. So and the question then is, why do they have this effect? And we think probably it comes in two respects. One is, of course, they turn up with a bowl of chicken broth or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. when you're sick in bed, and it kind of lightens your mood and raises you up and makes you feel good, as it were, and it certainly does that. But the things we do with friends, such as having a chat, a laugh, eating with them, you know, having a meal with them, having a drink with them, a sing-song, a bit of a dance maybe, all these things trigger the endorphin system in the brain. And the endorphin system is part of the pain control system. So they're very powerful analgesics, right? It's like taking a massive dose of paracetamol, because they kind of dampen all the cares and woes and pains that you're feeling, make you feel very relaxed and contented and trusting with the people you're doing these activities with. So, you know, it kind of just makes you feel better. And that obviously helps recovery from diseases and things. But also it turns out they trigger the immune system, and particularly what are known as NK cells or natural killer cells, which are part of the white blood cell setup. And they particularly target viruses and some cancers. That's what they're sort of seek and destroy is their mission. So they're particularly useful at the moment, I'd say.
Absolutely. So I'm getting a bit panicky now, because I think I probably feel my 150, but I'm not sure if I feel my five close friends. I think I rely a lot on my family for all of that. If you're in a situation it's fine, is it?
If families, just you can have all family if you like in that inner core five. And to be fair, you know, five is just an average across the population. You know, people vary depending on personality. Introverts will have fewer, extroverts will have more maybe. Men tend to have fewer, women tend to have more. Yes, exactly. You see, am I describing you by any chance?
Yes, you are. What's worrying me now is, if you've put all your eggs into a very small basket and you lose an egg from that basket, that's going to affect your life, your life expectancy, isn't it?
Pretty much, yes, actually, which is why it's sort of, and I guess in some sense that's what happens when you get old, is, you know, post sort of, I don't know, 65 or 70, people's social networks tend to decline quite steadily because they don't have the energy and the inclination to get out and replace friends that disappear or die off maybe. So, you know, there is a risk here that you might leave yourself a bit more prone to the vagaries of life, if you like. But, you know, most of us will just get out and replace somebody who disappears for whatever reason, you know, whether they head off to the sunset somewhere in Thailand and we, you know, can't see them very often or never see them again, maybe, or perhaps they die. And, you know, we'll just get out and replace them. And so that's kind of okay, but it's important that you keep your number going. And it's important, particularly with the friends in that group as opposed to family members. Family members, you know, just don't need quite as much effort put into them to keep the relationship going. Not, may I say, that this means you can just ignore all your family and expect them to come to your aid, because even they might get a bit fed up eventually. But particularly with friends, they're very susceptible to kind of the effort put into them, and you have to keep that up. If you drop below the requisite level to keep somebody in that five circle, that magic circle, then they will drift out of it quite quickly. Nice. Within 3 to 6 months, they'll start to sort of slide out into the next layer, and eventually, after maybe 2 or 3 years, they'll end up on the edge of your 150 and drift out of it together.
Yeah, they'll have gone into the 7 second. I'm very taken by all this, Robin. That you read so many self-help books or, you know, care books about diets and, you know, mental health and everything else, but you don't see many books advising you on how to look after your friends, how to make sure you have the right number of friends. And they seem to be a very worthwhile way of looking after yourself is the time you invest in your friends.
Yeah, I think this is simply because we've only just really realized, A, how important friends and, of course, family are to your general health and well-being. But also, you know, this whole issue of friendship has not really been studied in enormous detail, at least from this perspective, in either psychology or sociology or any of these disciplines that have kind of vaguely interested themselves in the nature of friendship. They've tended to concentrate on kind of very specific relationships, like, you know, you and your best friend, or you and your romantic partner, or you and your baby, as it were, and ignore everything else that goes on outside that. This says something terrible about the restricted social lives of researchers, I'd say.
Yeah, it does. It does, actually. It's fascinating stuff, Robin. I feel I have to let you go because I need to call a friend. That was Robin, lovely talking to you. That's Robin Dunbar, Professor of Evolutionary Psychology at the University of Oxford and author of Friends, Understanding the Power of Our Most Important Relationships.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.